host for CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. And chatting with me today is Maria Cordero from the town of Brome Lake about this weekend's upcoming Midnight Madness. Maria, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
Maria, Midnight Madness has been a tradition here in Knowlton for so long now. How long has this event been going on? Do you know?
Yes, actually, it's the 18th year that Lucy Hoblin has started this amazing event. And so this year we have a brand new committee also participating in the organization of Midnight Madness. And so it's our 18th year. We're very proud of it.
Yeah, that was actually my next question. I heard that there was a new committee organizing Midnight Madness this year after Lucy Hoblin, who is the owner of Brome Lake Books in Knowlton, decided to step down. She did such a great job putting this on the community for so long. Can you speak a little bit about this new committee? Who is it made up of exactly?
Yes, actually, the new committee is made up by Tamara Hamlin and also Patty Mason and myself, which I represent the town. And Lucy Hoblin is still a consultant for the event because it's her baby, and she's still very much implicated and participates in giving us, you know, she's the heart of it, right? So we're always calling her up for advice and everything. But so that's our committee for this year.
Awesome. Now, for those people who may not be aware of Midnight Madness, can you speak a little bit about what this event is all about?
Absolutely. So Midnight Madness is a local market. So it's one night in December. So December 10th this year from 5 to midnight. It's the whole town of Knowlton that's open to receive visitors and residents to basically celebrate Christmas. That's what it is. It's a big celebration of Christmas. So that night there's going to be over 27 stores that are going to be open for the event with lots of special and goodies. They're going to be giving cookies and hot chocolate and all that because, you know, our merchants are amazing. So they wear their heart on their sleeves. So basically, we wouldn't be able to do this without them. And so, yeah, so 27 stores are participating this year. And there's also 3 additional markets with a total of 34 merchants in addition this year. So it's going to be quite a big market. There's going to be, gift ideas for everyone. And we're very, very happy about that.
So these are just like other merchants that will have tables set up and whatnot?
Exactly. There's 3 locations. So where the store, The Well, is located, there's going to be merchants in there. That's going to be a first market. Then there's going to be near Le Panier Champêtre. That's also a second market there. There's going to be merchants just beside Le Panier Champêtre. And then there's beside L'Épicerie d'Émilie. So it's an ancient antiquity store. Basically, that's going to be our third market for this year. So there's going to be 3 locations, and they're going to be well identified from the outside. So yeah, people will be able to walk around, and there's going to be my tourism agent that's going to be able to inform people on all the activities that's going to be held that night and where to shop.
Now, that's something that's new to Midnight Madness this year, having those 3 extra markets. Is there anything else that will be offered at Midnight Madness this year that may not have been there in the past that might surprise some regular Midnight Madness shoppers?
Actually, yes. I mean, you know, some of them will be disappointed to hear that there's not going to be any horse carriage this year. Unfortunately, for health purposes and for health reasons, I mean, you know, they won't be there that night. But we will have a beautiful red train for the Midnight Madness occasion, which is going to be from 5 to 9. We are going to also block the Chemin Lakeside Street for the first time in 18 years. From Victoria to Chemin Knowlton, the road is going to be blocked, so it's going to be very secure for people to walk around with their children or just, you know, walk around and you know, enjoy the festivities. And mainly it's because also, you know, there's still renovations for the falls, so we wanted to make sure that everybody was enjoying themselves and was, you know, walking safely across town.
And what traditions are going to continue? I know that there are various activities that people love to partake in.
Yeah, so a lot of merchants are putting the bonfires in front of their boutiques, their stores. So that's always really nice because if we're cold, we could just, you know, heat ourselves up. And, you know, most of the time, like I said, they're so giving and loving. Some of them give cookies away. Some of them give hot chocolate, hot wine also. So there's all kinds of little goodies that they give away. I know the library is giving hot chocolate that night. Also, for the festivities that night, there's going to be projection of short Christmas films outside the library at a bonfire. There's going to be Christmas music all over town. There's going to be a Christmas carol also from 5 to 7 near the library, 5:30. 5:30 to 7 near the library, and everybody is invited to join in. We're going to be singing together, so anyone can come sing with the carol. And there's going to be also a carol at the theater, Brome Lake, which is going to be from 7 to 9, and it's the Eastman Choir that's composed of a dozen choristers, which will perform Christmas carols in several languages like French, English, and Spanish. So, yeah, there's going to be lots of activities that night.
I know that from when I used to attend Midnight Madness, there used to be this big Christmas supper that would take place at the pub in Knowlton. Is that something that's happening again this year? Do you know?
Yes, it's happening again, and rumor has it that they're going to have a Santa Claus this year. So we'll see. We'll have to come and see what they're doing. But every year they're doing something special. And of course, you know, it's to, you know, for the community. So, yeah, it's not to miss the Knowlton Pub. Absolutely.
Now, are there any partners helping make this event possible besides the town of Brome Lake and the merchants that are involved?
Actually, no, we're doing this on our own. Believe it or not, like the town is being very generous, supporting this activity, supporting the committee. So it's 6 years that I'm in charge of coordinating tourism for the town of Brome Lake. So it's as long as that we've been involved, and we've been financially supporting the event. And when I say we, it's the town, of course, of Brome Lake. Yeah, but mainly it's because of all the time of the committee, and especially Lucy Hovland, who has worked relentlessly every single year to make the magic happen in Knowlton. So we're very, very lucky that the merchants, the community really gets involved and makes this evening a really special evening.
Yes. Now, what impact do you hope that Midnight Madness has on the local merchants and the public, whether that be Brome Lake citizens, townshippers coming from other areas, or people visiting from outside the region?
Well, I think, you know, in order to keep the core of the village alive, and, you know, it's very important to have visitors come and experience a Midnight Madness, because we're also promoting local businesses and local produces. So it's very important for us to promote that. And when we promote this Christmas market, people come back. They come back for the rest of the year. They come back to experience fall and spring and summer. So it's not, it looks like just a one-time event that has no repercussions. But in fact, I could tell you it does. And over the years, I've been here for 6 years, I could tell you the first year we were involved, we had about 2,000 visitors that were coming to this market. And since then, we've, like last year, so 6 years later, we've had over 8,000 people coming in one single night. So I can tell you that all our efforts are in order to, you know, bring the community together, bring the visitors together, give the visitors a beautiful experience so that they come back, and to show them really what we're all about. And I can tell you that, you know, people leave comments on our Facebook pages, on Instagram, they send us pictures, and you always see, you know, smiles for that night, and beautiful comments when they say, you know, thank you for having us. The lanterns were spectacular. The vibe in Knowlton is such a special market. There's no other market that is a night market. So it just has a special feeling. And basically, the town of Brome Lake wants everybody, it wants to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and wants to identify itself through the Midnight Madness, because that's what we are. We're all working together in this beautiful, beautiful community.
Now, I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Maria, that you wanted to mention that might be coming up in Brome Lake, or that's taking place in Brome Lake during the holiday season, that people might be interested in besides Midnight Madness.
As a matter of fact, there is. So there's the Advent calendar that we've been doing for the third year now. What it is, it's every day from December 1st to December 23rd. You can enjoy discounts that are offered by different merchants in Brome Lake and follow the adventure of the elf on the shelf in their windows. So, for example, if it's one store in particular that has their discounts that day, they have the elf on the shelf near the window to show that it's their day. And we have discounts from these merchants from 10 to up to 50%. So it's really worth it to check out every day who's having their specials and just shop around for the Christmas gifts, because really the merchants have all come together for this beautiful calendar, and we're very proud of it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Maria, again for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm so happy I was invited on the CIDI. It's always a pleasure to collaborate with you. So our collaboration is very important to us. And I wish everybody in the town of Brome Lake, you know, through me, wishes everyone a Merry Christmas. And we really hope to see you on Saturday night, 5 o'clock. So hopefully the weather will be there. And I don't know, but I'll give a little prayer in order to have maybe some snowflakes that night.
Yes. Well, thank you so much again, Maria. It's always a pleasure. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.